just a minute. I just pulled in there. I didn't have any change. I should help you get some. Well, this will fix it.
Well, I'm afraid it won't, sir. You see, you were parked and the red indicator was up.
Yes, I know. It's down now.
Yes, sir, it's down all right.
So we can just forget about the ticket, huh?
No, sir, I'm afraid not.
But, officer, I've only been parked here for a minute, or 2 minutes at the most.
I believe you, sir.
Well, fine, now that you understand, we can just forget the ticket, huh?
No, sir.
Officer, I understand you're just doing your duty.
Yes, sir, I am. May I see your driver's license, please?
Driver's license? I thought you just stuck those citations on the windshield.
Well, only when the driver's not here. Stephen Douglas, 837 Mill Street. That's where Robbie Douglas lives. You must be Robbie's father.
Well, yes, I am. Do you know Robbie?
Yes, we're good friends. We're in the same classes at college together. I just do this part-time.
You're good friends, huh? Well, it's nice meeting you, Officer...
Malone, Vicky Malone. Nice to meet you, Mr. Douglas.
Well, thank you. Well, Vicky, I must say I admire Robbie's taste. Where's he been hiding you? I mean, why haven't I seen you around?
Oh, you'll see me tonight. I'm invited to your house for dinner.
You're coming to the house for dinner. That's wonderful.
Your driver's license, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, Vicky.
And your citation.
You mean you're still going to...
Oh, yes, sir.
Of course, I wouldn't want any special favors just because you happen to be a friend of Robbie's or because you're coming to our house for dinner tonight.
Of course not. It's only $2.
$2.10 now.
Mr. Douglas, you're funny. Just like Robbie.
See you at dinner tonight.
Mr. Douglas, may I see your driver's license again, please?
Again?
Oh, I'm sorry.
About what?
Well, this license expired a month ago.
Well, I'll have it renewed the first chance I get.
Oh, well, you'd better do it immediately.
Oh, yes, I will.
Mr. Douglas, I'm afraid this ticket's going to cost you $5.
You mean you're going to give me a...
Sorry.
All right. Who's going to answer the phone? Who's going to answer the phone? I know. Me. Hello? Auto Club? No, Mr. Douglas isn't home yet. Can I give him a message? Parking ticket? What parking ticket? All right, I'll tell him. Hi, Ernie. Hey, wait a minute. What do you slam the door for? What are you sore about?
Women. I'm through with women.
Oh, the little girl across the street?
Don't mention Ginger's name in front of me.
Well, look, I thought you two were skateboard pals.
She's cheap. That's what she is. C-H-E-E-P. Five pieces of bubble gum, and she wouldn't let me have one little single hunk.
Maybe she likes to blow great big bubbles.
I don't care if I ever see another woman again.
Yeah, well, you're going to see my goodness soon, because Robbie is bringing home a woman to dinner. See?
I'll eat my room.
Yeah, well, you leave it at the table.
Under the table.
Yeah, well, you'll sit up with the rest of us, and what's more, you'll wear a great big smile.
Okay, I'll smile, but you won't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, madam?
Are the questions hard?
Oh, yes, very hard, so you'll be sure and answer them carefully.
I will, thank you, sir.
Good morning. I just dropped in to renew my driver's license, and I am in sort of a hurry.
Oh, yes, sir. May I see your old license?
All right.
Oh, sir, this license has expired.
Well, yes, I know that. That's why I'm here.
See, once you let it expire, you have to pass a written test.
A written test? I've been driving for over 25 years. I'm an aeronautical engineer. And...
It's the law, sir.
Oh.
Here you are. True or false? And are you sure you don't want to study the manual first?
As I said, I've been driving for over 25 years. Engineer, I'll just check them off. You're in a hurry.
Sir, I would suggest the counter...
Oh.
And I wouldn't be too hasty.
I don't think I'll have any problems, thanks.
My course.
Fast.
Well, I should know how to drive by now.
No conversation, please.
What's with you?
I gotta get this bank open. Emergency.
Emergency? Blow out the fuses on your electric guitar?
This is serious. I got a notice from the library today. I owe him a $3.60 fine.
What'd you forget to return? The whole encyclopedia?
What do you know?
Just a little short.
You know how your dad feels about that kind of negligence.
I'm raiding my bank so he won't find out.
Well, maybe I can help you out. How much do you need?
Well, I've got 60 cents. All I need is $3.
I can't help you out.
What else? Get me alive.
You'll just have to brace yourself and face the music.
6 wrong, 2 over the limit. Now, may I suggest that you study the manual a little before taking the test again?
Well, we have a manual at home, thanks. I'll be back the first thing in the morning.
We open at 9. Well, how did you do?
Why, very good, madam.
Well, that's 100% correct. Now, you take this over to window 4, and the clerk will take care of you.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, what a day.
A little rough, Dad?
Miserable. Excuse me, Jim.
I think I'll brace myself and face the music tomorrow. So.
Okay, but it'll cost you 4 cents more. Steve, we're eating in the dining room. Robbie is bringing home a college girl to dinner.
I know. You having financial difficulties, Chip?
No, not me. The library. They're $3.60 short.
Would you mind repeating that a little more clearly?
Well, you remember the last time I took a book out and forgot to return it?
You've done it again?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dad. I hate to ask you, but I need $3. I know how you feel about negligence.
Oh. Well, here you are, Chip. $3.
You mean I get it just like that? No sweat, no lecture on negligence?
Well, what's the father for, Chip, if you can't give his son $3 when he needs it?
Thanks. Tells me you two already know each other.
Good evening, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, hello, Vicky.
Oh, this is Chip, the middle one.
Hi.
And this is Ernie, the little one.
Hi.
This is Vicky, you guys.
Yes, Rob, Officer Malone and I met this morning.
Officer Malone? She's a policeman?
Miss Malone is what they call a meter maid. She gives out parking tickets.
I'm sorry about that ticket, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, don't worry about it, Vicky. I know it was nothing personal.
Well, I'm particularly sorry about that second citation. I mean, anybody can let their driver's license lapse. It's no crime.
Yeah.
At worst, it's negligence.
Charlie?
Yeah?
How's dinner coming?
Oh, be ready by the time you wash up. Oh, hello, Liza.
No, Uncle Charlie, this is Vicky.
Hi. The way they run in and out of here, they all ought to have one name. Oh, I almost forgot, Steve. The Auto Club called, said they couldn't take care of that ticket you got this morning until you passed the driver's test.
Oh, Dad, don't worry about that driver's test. A child of 12 could pass.
Then I must be 11. Will you excuse me? I'm going home, Chef.
Uncle Charlie, does Dad feel any better?
He was trying not to let Vicky see it, but you could tell he felt rotten.
Sure he did. Getting a ticket and flunking an exam on the same day was bad enough. But having Vicky sit right across from him all evening.
Oh, boy. She felt rotten, too. It's all she could talk about when I took her home.
I think he's better. He's in his room studying the traffic manual. Chip and Ernie are upstairs doing their homework, and Steve is upstairs doing his.
Like he's one of us again.
Come on,
Dad.
That's all right.
Well, the question's tough.
Well, now when you've got the answers in front of you. Robbie, loan me his manual. Here, come on, Chip. Give me a couple. Hmm?
Okay. When driving through fog at night, is it best to use your A, high beam headlights, B, parking lights, C, low beam headlights?
Low beam headlights.
Correct.
That's crazy. People should stay home when it's foggy.
What is the arm signal for making a left turn?
Left arm straight up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. And a right?
Arm straight up. Or you can use your flasher lights.
When coming to a stop?
Arm straight down.
Correct.
I was driving behind a woman to put her arm out the window like this.
Doesn't mention that signal here.
She was waving to a friend.
Okay, Aaron, any question?
Here's one, Dad. What does the green light represent?
Well, it's all that easy. Go.
Yellow.
Caution.
Red.
Stop.
Yellow and red.
Yellow and red? Now, don't tell me. I'll get it.
No, you won't. I made it up. It's so tricky.
Oh, come on. Well, that ought to do it. Thanks, fellas.
You sure you don't need any more coaching?
I know the questions backwards. I could give you the correct answers in my sleep. And sleep is what you fellas better be getting to. Good night.
Okay. Night, Dad.
Yellow and red. Oh,
bus. 98%. Now, if you'll take this to window 4, the clerk will give you your license.
I think I did a little better this morning. I really bone up with that manual. I practically know it backwards.
Well, good. I noticed it took a little more time to study the questions.
I was a little overconfident yesterday. Oh, excuse me, I left my pipe over here.
Sure. Now, as I recall, yesterday you had 6 wrong.
Yes, can you imagine that? 6 wrong.
Today, you have 7.
7? But that's impossible. You must have made a mistake.
I'll check it again.
You're right. Well, I knew I couldn't have had 7 wrong.
8.
8 wrong? I just don't believe this. I mean, I'm supposed to have a few brains.
Same time tomorrow?
Yes, I guess so.
Douglas, isn't it a beautiful day?
It was.
What?
I just took my test again.
And you flunked it.
With a capital S. You know what I need? One of those books to improve your memory. I think I'll pick one up on the way to the office.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, I think you better walk to the office today.
Walk to the office? Why?
Well, if you flunked your driver's test, then you don't have a license and you can't drive.
Can't drive without a license. Well, I guess maybe I'll have to call a cab and ride around the cab today. But that wouldn't be such a good idea, either, because I'd have to leave the car here, and then I'd get another parking ticket. Now, I know what Robbie means about wheels. Well, I guess I'd better call Uncle Charlie. He can come down and drive me around all day. Guess I'd use the phone in there. Bye.
This isn't going to be a habit. Driving you around all day has upset my whole schedule. Don't complain about what you're going to get for dinner.
I won't.
That's good, because I'm serving leftovers from yesterday that were leftovers from the day before.
Charlie, I just don't understand how I could have failed again.
Well, if it was a kid, I'd say he was stupid.
Twice I flunked the test, Charlie. Twice.
May I make a suggestion?
What?
Buy yourself a horse.
Dad? Can you drive me off to the wine man?
Drop me off at Ray Evans' house?
Well, you'd better ask Robbie or Uncle Charlie. Hmm?
Oh, you busy?
No, I'm not busy.
You flunked the test.
Yes, I did. How was school today?
You flunked.
Bernie, we've covered that. Now, let's change the subject.
Are you going to take the test again tomorrow, Dad?
Well, the way things are going, I may wait till next year and take it when you take yours.
Hey, that'll be good. Then you can both study together.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Chow will be ready in 10 minutes.
Well, I'll have to eat later, Charlie. I've got some work to do.
Come on, Ernie. Finish your dinner.
I'm worried about Dad.
He's got some important work to get out.
My dinner time. What's more important than dinner?
You know why Dad didn't come down to eat? He's a failure.
And he couldn't face us.
He'll eat later. And stop making the federal case out of a traffic ticket.
It's not the traffic ticket. It's the flunking.
Imagine a dad flunking.
Twice.
Eddie Rivas flunked chemistry twice.
How come?
He was stupid.
Dad isn't exactly stupid.
He's a very smart man. Ask anybody.
Then how come he flunked? Twice.
Stop saying that. It was conditions beyond his control. Like when the TV picture goes kerflooey.
Yeah.
There's got to be a scientific answer, even for that.
Look, you guys, it's times like this a guy needs his family. When you kids are in trouble, your dad don't go around asking a lot of foolish questions. He's right on hand to help. This time he's in trouble.
Right.
Right. With Robbie eating out, that makes me the oldest son. It's up to me to have a man-to-man talk with Dad.
Right.
Come in.
Still working, eh, Dad?
Yeah, I'm still at it, Chet.
Why don't you knock off for a while and come downstairs? Uncle Charlie's keeping your dinner warm.
Well, I can't right now, Chip. It's kind of important. I'd like to finish it.
Dad, I'm your son. You can level with me.
Hmm?
Work isn't the reason you're not hungry. I know exactly what you're going through.
Oh, you do?
Sure. Every man has his ups and downs. Times when he says to himself, I'm a failure. Well, no matter what anybody says, in my book, failure or no failure, you're okay.
Sure, I appreciate that.
Sure, you're feeling low, but that's only natural. Great men have always had a bounce back from failure. You take Robert Fulton.
What about Robert Fulton?
His first steamboat blew up.
It did? I didn't know that.
But neither did I. That's why I flunked history. But I bounced back, got a C+.
That's right, you did.
Everybody misses out once in a while. Napoleon, Washington, Einstein. And Mickey Mantle only hit 260 one year.
Absolutely right, Chip.
Feel better?
Yes, I feel a lot better.
Then why don't you come on down and eat?
Well, maybe later, Chip. I'd kind of like to finish this.
Okay.
How'd you make out?
I didn't get through to him.
Oh, dear. Is he coming down to eat?
I doubt it. He's brooding about being a failure. Afraid it hurts his image.
I'll try and reach
him. Come in.
Well, I don't care how you feel. You gotta have something in your stomach.
Oh, well, thanks, Ern. That's very thoughtful of you.
It's the least I can do. We're relatives, aren't we? All right, so you missed the driving test. It's not the end of the world.
I guess that's one way of looking at it.
It's the only way. And I don't care what they think at the motor vehicle department. In my book, you're not stupid.
Well, thanks, man.
You're my father, and you're the smartest man in the world.
Well, Ernie, I'm afraid there are smarter men in the world.
Well, not many. And I'm not just saying that to make you feel good.
You're not, huh?
Well, maybe just a little. Now, come on, Nate.
Well, I'll eat in a minute, Ernie.
Look at it this way. If you were stupid, you would have never graduated from high school.
Well, I guess that's right.
Or gone to college.
Well, maybe you're right.
Or become an aeronautical engineer.
Well, I guess you've got a point there, Ernie.
Now do you feel more like eating?
Yeah.
And remember, Dad, within the limits of this house, you're still a brain. Even if they never let you drive a car again.
Is Dad in his room?
Yeah.
I've got to talk to him.
He's all right. I've taken care of everything.
Oh, Dad, I hope you didn't take that driver's test today.
As a matter of fact, I did. And I flunked it again.
Oh.
And if you come in here to try to make me feel better about it, Chip and Ernie beat you to it.
No, I came in to tell you why you flunked.
Why I flunked it?
Yeah. I gave you last year's manual. They've changed a bunch of those laws.
Oh, no. Of course, Rob, that really is no excuse, is it? I mean, I should know what the new laws are. I probably missed a couple of the old ones, too.
Well, Dad, I'll drive over tomorrow and I'll get you a new manual.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Rob. Huh? Don't say anything to Chip and Ernie about this, huh?
Well, Dad, I think I should. So they'll know you're not stupid.
Well, we had something more important. They realized their father could fail, and they still like me. Robbie, I want my sons to feel free to give me fatherly advice at any time.
Tomorrow night, TV Land invites you to experience the Addams Family and the Munsters in incredible alternating Vertivision. Because this week, Vertivision alternates between episodes of both shows all night long. Tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, only in TV Land.